Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I was smack dab in the middle of some good stuff there whenever we ran out of time. I told you that the Word of God tells us that the law was added because of the transgressions. Now, the odd thing is that Paul also said that where there is no law, there is no transgression. So how is it that the law could be added because of a transgression, and yet if there's no law, there's no such thing as a transgression? That seems odd. Well, the easy answer is this. Israel did commit a transgression against the only law they had, which because of that transgression gave them a whole barn full of laws by which they committed a million sins. The one law that they had was only believe. God said, if you will believe, then I will bless you. Thus, if you break the if, you've committed the only sin you can commit. Right? I mean, God didn't kill Moses for killing the Egyptian. He hadn't given them that law. But unbelief was a rank violation of the goodness of God, because what unbelief said is, we will only believe in you after you do things for us. So what Israel was doing was painting God into a corner of performance. They were saying to God, when you are good, we will trust you. We are thirsty. If you turn water that's bitter and make it sweet, we'll love you. If you'll give us water out of a rock, we'll love you. If you'll give us bread out of heaven, we'll love you. If you'll give us quail out of heaven, we'll love you. That was the transgression, in that they went from a place of belief to a place of unbelief. Or let's say it this way. They put God on a performance standard. He had to perform, and then they would believe. When you do something like that, you offered God the performance standard. I mean you very ambiguously. I don't mean you. When a man offers up, if you'll do this, then I'll do this. They did that enough as a nation to where God said, if that's the way you want to do it, then we'll do it that way. And Israel responded, whatever God says to us, that's what we'll do. And so they were saying to God, we want to go by the standards of Egypt, where if you do the work, you get the reward. But if you don't do the work, you fail to get the reward. I almost look at Egypt as Israel's religious experience. They learned how to do good to get good and do bad to get bad, which was a polar opposite of what their DNA was. They were the DNA of Abraham, which was believe and get blessed, but they substituted it for Pharaoh DNA, which was do good and get good and do bad and they'll beat the fire out of you. So they get out in the wilderness and they treat God that way, and God is offended. So to respond to that, God gives them the law. The law was actually God responding to Israel's desire to be governed by their performance. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for the transgressions. Hebrews 9 says, Jesus died for the transgressions of the first covenant. The reason why the author says for the first covenant is because transgressions of the first covenant were listed and quantified. The moment God said, thou shalt not, you had a list. And the moment you had a list, you placed yourself under the demand performance of the list, and you went underneath the condemnation. These laws cause us issues. He wasn't there to deliver us from Adam's sin. He was there to deliver us from the failures under the first covenant. God could fellowship with us under Adam's sin, but he couldn't fellowship with us under the law, because the law demanded performance. That's all we have time for on that today. Hope you've enjoyed. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.